hola y bienvenidos de Salem. It's Cinco de Mayo night here at the ballpark as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers take on the Salem Red Sox in Game 4 of this six-game series. The first two games of this series belonged to Salem last night, belonging to the Woodpeckers, who will come out on top tonight. Hello, everybody. Tyler Katz joined alongside, well, no one tonight. My usual broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, out with a illness tonight. Hopefully, we'll have him back for tomorrow's game. I know he's a big Star Wars guy. Tomorrow's Star Wars night out at the ballpark for Revenge of the Sixth. So hope that he is here to be able to enjoy that. As for tonight, Fayetteville looks to even up the series at two games apiece after a 7-0 one-hitter last night, in which the pitching, fielding, and hitting dominated. No errors in the field, 10 base hits, and only allowed one base hit to Salem en route to a one-hit shutout for the Woodpeckers. A 7-0 win. It was a dominant performance as Fayetteville improved to 9-13 on the season. Excuse me, 10-13 on the season. Salem falling to 11-12. As we get you set for today's game, we'll take you through the starting lineups. Ryan Clifford will lead things off for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the fourth best prospect in the Astros organization. He's followed up by Narve Cruz, the second baseman. Batting third, the center fielder, Zach Cole. In the cleanup spot, the catcher, John Garcia. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ricardo Ballo. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jackson Lofton. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Garrett McGowan. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Sandro Gaston. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Leostani Molina. On the mound for Fayetteville today, Joey Mancini. He enters with an 0-1 record and a 5.74 ERA. On the other side for the home team in the Salem Red Sox, they lead things off with the right fielder Juan Chacon, followed by center fielder Miguel Blaise. Batting third, the designated hitter, I should say, number 11, Alan Castro. In the cleanup spot, the shortstop, Cutter Coffey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Lionel James. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Albert Feliz. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Carson Simas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Juan Montero, making his Salem Red Sox debut tonight. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number six, Abram Liendo. On the mound for Salem, a change. It was expected to be Jedickson Paez today. However, Luis De La Rosa gets the call on the hill today. The right-hander out of Santo Domingo will be making just his second start on the season. He enters with a 3.21 ERA. Well, that'll do it for our pregame coverage. We'll take a short break for the national anthem here at Salem Memorial Ballpark and be back for the rest of our Cinco de Mayo game coverage. It's the Red Sox and the Woodpeckers, Game 4, coming up next on MILB TV and on Bally Live. and we welcome you back inside Salem Memorial Ballpark, just about ready to get things underway, as on the mound for the Red Sox, Luis De La Rosa. The Dominican right-hander starts on the mound, acquired from Kansas City in a trade a couple of years ago, gets the start on the bump today, making only his second start of the season. Has a 1-1 record. His lone other start this season came in his last appearance back on the 27th of April against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Took the loss in 3 2/3 innings pitched, allowed 5 hits, 3 runs, all but one of them earned against his line, with 2 walks and 5 strikeouts to his name as well. He gets the starting nod for Salem tonight. He'll have to take on a really tough Woodpeckers batting order that includes Ryan Clifford, who is the 4th-ranked prospect in the Houston Astros organization, as Clifford will step into the batter's box. Same uniforms as yesterday for Fayetteville, by the way. Gray pants, red jerseys, black numbers with the Ville written in front across the chest. The F logo on the caps for Fayetteville. Traditional home whites for Salem, with a navy blue stripe, navy belt, red numbers on the back, Red Sox written across the front. De La Rosa's first pitch misses at 91 for a ball. First pitch today recorded at 7:05 p.m. And you couldn't ask for a more gorgeous day for baseball here in Salem. A swing and a miss goes for strike one. Clifford can't believe he came up empty at that, as he slings the bat over his shoulder and looks at home plate almost in disbelief. But 70 degrees, sunny, barely any wind, and not a cloud to be seen in the sky. Ball skips into the dirt off of the hands of De La Rosa. Another fastball skips low, 2 balls and 1 strike. Fayetteville looking to inch its way back towards 500 on the season, sitting at 10-13 currently. Salem at 11-12. We're at 500 prior to yesterday's loss. Ball inside, 81 mile per hour. Off speed from De La Rosa puts the count in Clifford's favor, 3-1. Clifford, a really good day yesterday, 2-for-3 with a pair of walks. Came around to score 3 times as he ropes one back up the middle. That's a base hit for Ryan Clifford. And the, in my opinion, one day future Astro will begin the day with a single, a base hit for Fayetteville. Narve Cruz, the next to grab a bat, and he has been the player of the series so far for the Woodpeckers. In 3 games played, has already launched 2 long balls, both over the left field wall, in a park where it is not easy to hit home runs in. A swing and a foul ball back into the screen for strike one. You're just tuning in, top of the first inning between Fayetteville and Salem in a scoreless ball game. Fayetteville got its first base runner aboard in Ryan Clifford. Pickoff back to first, very close play. Clifford elected not to slide. Albert Feliz, the first baseman for Salem, nearly got the tag in there. So you talk about the Woodpeckers, and they had a great start to the season, starting at 6-1 at one point before falling back down to earth more recently. Called strike inside off of Cruz. In the field defensively for Salem, Seamus in left, Blaise in center, Chacon over in right. Seamus, after getting the start yesterday at second base, big swing and a miss there for Narve Cruz. He'll go down on strikes, and the first punch out of the day, first out recorded for Luis De La Rosa. But Seamus, after getting the start yesterday at second base, traditionally an outfielder, back in his traditional role in the outfield. In the infield from left to right, James at third, Coffey at short, Liendo at second, Feliz over at first. Next batter, Zach Cole, takes a first pitch curveball for strike one. The battery for Salem, Luis De La Rosa on the mound. Juan Montero making his Salem debut this season. Behind the plate, another pickoff. New batter, so has allowed those disengagements back in safely yet again. is Ryan Clifford. Like I said, beautiful day for baseball today. Not a cloud in the sky. Blue Ridge Mountains shining through. Swing and a miss from Cole. Puts him down in the count. 0-2. One away here in the top of the first. Salem has a big opportunity, especially this series. If they can earn a few more wins, can definitely put themselves back in the consideration for top of the Carolina League North. As a ball taken upstairs at 91. One ball, two strikes. Carolina and Delmarva currently tied at the top of the division, both sitting at 13-9. However, they are playing a six-game series against each other. Runner goes, half swing, throw down to second. Montero's throw gets him. And it's a called strike, a strike him out, throw him out. A backwards K for Zach Cole. Clifford caught stealing. And that's how the first inning is going to end. No runs, one hit, no errors, no runners left on base. Middle of the first inning. Salem coming up to bat with their first opportunity when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. Back here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning about to get underway. Red Sox getting their first opportunities at the plate, taking on Fayetteville's starting pitcher, Joey Mancini. Bit more on Mancini as Juan Chacon steps into the batter's box. The Boston College Eagle, first pitch swinging here from Chacon over to right field. McGowan racing after it, trailing, sliding grab for McGowan, who comes up with the ball. Seemed like he had lost it for a moment before coming in and making the catch. McGowan, the former Waterloo Buck and Moorhead City Marlin, making the play out there in right field. So a fly out to right for Juan Chacon opens the Red Sox first, bringing up Miguel Blaise, one of the top prospects in the Red Sox organization. Ball upstairs at 91. But a bit more on Mancini. The Bridgeport, Connecticut native, drafted in the 15th round by the Houston Astros. Caught strike in at 91, catching the outside part of the plate. Drafted making his professional debut earlier this season. Foul ball, high pop-up behind home plate. Garcia up and makes the catch. So two quick outs here in the bottom of the first. Two away, bringing up Alan Castro, the designated hitter. Mancini, earlier this year, made his professional debut against Fredericksburg. He's hoping to follow in the footsteps of his dad, Joe Mancini, who played professional baseball in the Baltimore Orioles organization. Foul ball hooks out of play for strike one on a 91-mile-per-hour fastball to Castro. However, Joey's dad, Joe, never made it past single A. So if Joey Mancini can get the call up to high A, he would take that grudge over his dad and say, "Hey, Dad, I made it further in the minors than you did." 0-2 to Castro, just fouled off. I think it may have gotten a piece of the ankle of Castro, but wearing the ankle protector keeps the count at 0-2. High A, Asheville, North Carolina for Houston with the tourist. Foul ball hooks well out of play up the third baseline. Mancini, a journeyman of summer league baseball before finally being drafted last season. Ball upstairs on a changeup in at 82. Played for the Worcester Bravehearts, the Danbury Westerners, the New Britain Bees, the Kettleers, and the Whitecaps, both of those last two off of the Cape Cod League. Chopping ground ball over to first. Ballo will receive it. Pick it up and three up, three down go the Red Sox. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on. We're scoreless through a frame here in Salem on MILB TV and Valley Live. Back here for the top of the second inning, as it will be the Woodpeckers 4-5-6 portion of the batting order. Garcia, Ballo, and Lofton do up this inning. Tyler Katz joined alongside you. Unfortunately, my usual partner Giovanni Heater out sick tonight, but hopefully we will have him back tomorrow. Hoping Gio all the best as he gets better at home. First pitch to Garcia, a ball. Second offering on the 1-0. Half swing, but a called strike. Umpires tonight, Dylan Hulsey, the man behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes. Shane Sullivan, the umpire in the field on a gorgeous Cinco de Mayo Friday night. Fly ball hit towards left. That has potential to be danger, but called a foul ball. Just hit the line. I think Carson Simas thought it was fair. He was the closest one to it, the left fielder. I believe, of course, I'm very far away from the play myself, but it looked like that one hit the left field line. No argument from the Fayetteville dugout. Interesting dynamic here, as the manager, Ricky Rivera, for the Woodpeckers is the third base coach. Time. Pitch clock has not started. As Garcia steps back in, the leadoff batter of the inning. Well, Cinco de Mayo, the ball skips downstairs at 82, two balls, two strikes. Typically celebrated a bit more here in the United States than it is in Mexico, as it's typically seen as a celebration of Mexican-American heritage and history, more so than a celebration in Mexico itself. Changeup downstairs will put the count full to Garcia. And there's a common misconception out there that Cinco de Mayo, here's the payoff pitch inside, and Garcia draws a walk. brings up Ricardo Ballo with a runner at first. But there's a common misconception that Cinco de Mayo is to celebrate Mexican Independence Day or the Mexican 4th of July, when it's not the case at all. As a matter of fact, it's the celebration of a Mexican victory over the French forces in the Battle of Puebla back on May 5th of 1862. Pick off to first, no slide by Garcia, but he's back in safely. Ballo steps in with a .385 batting average after a 2-for-4 performance last night. First pitch to Ballo, called a strike outside at 80. Well, you talk about how Cinco de Mayo may be more of a celebration in America than in Mexico. Celebrations started in California, which makes sense on the Mexican-American border. Hang on a second, as here's a fly ball towards right. Chacon's going to watch it fall. Heading for third is John Garcia, and into second base, sliding safely, is Ricardo Ballo. A double with nobody out, and all of a sudden, the Woodpeckers have two runners in scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. As the first two batters, John Garcia drawing a walk, and Ricardo Ballo hitting a double. Getting to De La Rosa a little bit to begin the second inning. So it brings up Jackson Lofton, the third baseman today for the Woodpeckers, ball downstairs. But celebrations began in California, where they've been observed annually since 1863, which was the original one-year anniversary of the victory of the Battle of Puebla. And it didn't really gain too much national popularity until the 1980s as an advertising campaign by beer, wine, and tequila companies. Grounder to third, it's bobbled by Lionel James. Heading home is John Garcia. The throw home is offline. Caught in a pickle is Ricardo Ballo. Throw back to second goes over the glove of Coffey. An error on De La Rosa in a two-error play allows a runner to score. There are still runners at second and third as Garcia comes in to score. Lofton reaches on an E5, advances to second on an E1 on the same play. At least that's how it looked from my vantage point. We'll see how the official scorer rules this as well. But the field was not kind to Salem yesterday. Four errors committed by the Red Sox. Only one error showing on the scoreboard right now. Wonder if that is going to be called an error or an advance on the play. And it is a two-error play. There it goes on the scoreboard. So an E5 on Lionel James. De La Rosa gets the second error when Lofton was caught in the pickle. First pitch to Garrett McGowan misses low for ball one. So John Garcia comes in to score. It's 1-0 Fayetteville, top two. Runners at second and third. McGowan carrying a 1-0 count with nobody out. Pitch from De La Rosa. Ball downstairs. But back to a little bit of the history of Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo generates beer sales on par with, get this, the Super Bowl. About the same amount of beer is sold on Super Bowl Sunday and Cinco de Mayo, which I would have never have expected. Ball outside makes it a 3-0 count to Garrett McGowan. The one number I'm a little scared to look at now is beer sales on St. Patrick's Day. I wonder how that compares to Cinco de Mayo in the Super Bowl. 3-0 delivery. It's a fastball in there for a strike. Predicted no swing there from McGowan as he watches strike one go by. So 1-0 Woodpeckers after a two-error play. Jackson Lofton reaching second base thanks to two fielding errors. Grounder to second. Leendo picks it up, will take the shore out at first. and it's an RBI ground out to second as Ricardo Ballo comes in to score. Jackson Lofton advances to third. It's 2-0 Fayetteville as the Woodpeckers look to even up the series. Quick reminder that you can interact with the Salem Red Sox broadcast on Twitter using hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. And it's also how you can answer. There's a swing and a miss from Sandro Gastone for strike one. You can also answer our third inning trivia question on Twitter using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. Four seconds on the pitch clock as De La Rosa delivers a dirty ball. 82 mile per hour change down low. Lone base runner now for the Woodpeckers over at third. It's Jackson Lofton after a couple of errors in the field. Gastone, the designated hitter tonight, was originally announced as the first baseman before a last-minute change in the lineup flipped him and Ricardo Ballo. Another pitch taken downstairs, a changeup skips into the dirt for ball two. Two balls and a strike. So a 2-1 count, one away. Pitch downstairs. It's only one out this inning. It feels like it's been a lot more than that, but I guess the couple of errors where it felt like they had a Woodpecker dead in the water before a fielding mistake allowed the runner to score and allowed everyone to be safe. Ball outside. It's a five-pitch walk to Sandro Gastone. Second walk surrendered this inning by Luis De La Rosa. And we're going to get a timeout here as Jason Blanton, the pitching coach for the Red Sox, will take a mound visit to have a chat with Luis De La Rosa, allowing a couple Fayetteville runs to score early in this one. Well, besides it being Cinco de Mayo night here at the ballpark, it is also Teacher Appreciation Night. And it is a pretty packed house at the ballpark. Concession lines are insanely long right now. A lot of spectators in seats and a really good attendance here to support the hometown team. There was a decent crowd in attendance last night as some special guests, the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, who won the 2023 SPHL President's Cup, were in attendance with the President's Cup. That's the Southern Professional Hockey League. And many know that hockey championship is so hard to win, so good on the Rail Yard Dogs for bringing home the President's Cup to the Roanoke Valley. Leo Stani Molina, the next batter. The shortstop is batting 190 on the season. First pitch swinging at a pitch that goes low. Strike one. Got him swinging on the change. Runners at the corners for the Woodpeckers. Top two in a 2-0 ball game with one away. Sandro Gastone at first. Jackson Lofton at third. The shortstop, Molina, the batter. Lina, the native to Santiago de Cuba, Cuba, as he lines one out towards left field, hits off the Roanoke Times Pavilion out in left for strike two and a loud strike two. Molina has been with the Astros organization since 2021. Spent all of last season, 116 games played for Fayetteville. Ball outside as the count is worked slightly back into Molina's favor. It's still 1-2, still behind in the count. Molina waits on the offering. De La Rosa sets kicks the leg and fires on a pitch low for ball two. Molina is able to play in his hometown of Santiago de Cuba in the winter of 2019-2020 with the Avispas de Santiago de Cuba, translated into the Santiago de Cuba Wasps. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second on a stolen base attempt. It's a double steal attempt. Rule it a stolen base for Sandro Gastón. And hold on a second. Batter's interference has been called. And that's a caught stealing. So that ends the inning on another strike him out, throw him out. Third strikeout for De La Rosa, and the second time the inning has ended on a strike him out, throw him out. 2-0 Fayetteville, middle of the second inning. We'll take a short break. Be back for the bottom of the second. Salem tries to respond on the Valley Live and MILB TV. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Cutter Coffee leads the inning off, takes a first pitch inside for ball one. Coffee, typically a leadoff batter, is batting cleanup today. Takes a pitch downstairs, but inside the strike zone, just caught the zone above the knees for strike one. Woodpeckers on top of the Red Sox, 2-0. Top bottom of the second inning as a ball misses downstairs at 78. From the pitcher, Joey Mancini. Ground ball, trickler back up the middle. It gets through the second shortstop gap. And the first base runner of the day is something that the Red Sox only got one of yesterday, a base hit. So breaks the demons in a way. With that base hit there, Cutter Coffee able to single and get aboard the leadoff man. And this could work out well for Salem, trying to get at least a run back after surrendering two in the top half of the inning. A ball outside. We'll start the Lionel James count, 1-0. Ball downstairs. Excuse me, make that a called strike downstairs. It was a low strike in the zone, catching the plate regardless. Pitch is flared, just caught the inside of the bat in a triangle of danger, and it drops right in front of the Cruz, who was charging in. Cutter Coffee was taking a slight lead off of first and had to dead sprint over to second. He slides in safely, and that is a bloop single for Lionel James that just fell in that triangle of danger. Not too much you can blame the fielders for, as that was in no man's land. Really tough to make that play in a perfectly placed hit. Time called for a moment and the pitch clock reset as Albert Feliz steps in. He leaves the lone Red Sox with a base hit yesterday. Did so with a single in the bottom of the ninth. Takes the first pitch outside. 4-1. As always, you can interact with the broadcast using hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast and use it to answer trivia questions. There's a wild pitch inside on the 90-mile-per-hour fastball delivery from Mancini. It advances Lionel James to second base, Cutter Coffey up to third, and there are two runners in scoring position for the Red Sox. Big opportunity here for Albert Feliz if he can poke one into the outfield. You can answer a trivia question using hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast as well. Trivia will begin in the top of the third inning. Answer will be given in the bottom of the third inning. You can answer and earn Salem Sox Broadcast brownie points with a correct answer using hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. 2-0 delivery to Feliz. Called a strike inside at 79. So goes with the off-speed, but gets it in the zone as Mancini. Feliz yesterday a 1-for-2 performance. Did have that lone base hit a couple nights ago, 0-for-2. He'll take a big hack at that one. He was looking for the left field wall, but comes up empty on the fastball. Peckers 2, Red Sox 0, bottom of the second, but the Red Sox knocking on the door. Feliz cuts at one low and misses on a 79-mile-per-hour pitch from Joey Mancini, and Feliz will go down on strikes. First strikeout of the day for Joey Mancini. Carson Simas, the next batter. Well, Joey Mancini, last time out, pitched four innings of relief against Down East, struck out five and walked one. It was a relief appearance. Ball missed downstairs to Carson Simas. Surrendered four runs, all of which in the top of the eighth. This is his fourth appearance, third start, fifth appearance. There's a fly ball left field that drops for a base hit. In to score is Cutter Coffey. Heading for second is Simas. The throw to second gets him, trying for a double, but it's an RBI single nonetheless. Salem gets a run on the board for the first time in a couple of days. So Simas singles as chopped down, heading for second. Lionel James gets up to third base. Cutter Coffey in to score. 2-1, the new score. Fayetteville still in front. Brings up Juan Montero. Check swing. Appeal down to the field umpire, Shane Sullivan, who didn't really have an angle on it, but calls it a swing anyway. So Montero, a 333 batter on the season. He native to Ponce, Puerto Rico. Had his lone appearance against Del Marva back on April 29th. Takes a fastball at 92 for a called strike. 0-2. He had a 1-for-3 performance against the Shorebirds. Runner at third, two outs. Checks are a swing and a drop third strike, but it's a called strike regardless as the home plate umpire stops the throw from going down to first. Second strike out of the inning, but the Red Sox get a much needed run back. One run on three hits, no errors, one runner left on base. 2-1, Woodpeckers still in front through two on Valley Live and MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem. Tyler Katz with you on the call as the Woodpeckers hold a 2-1 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Woodpeckers at the top of the batting order, Ryan Clifford, Narbe Cruz, and Zach Koldua up. First pitch to Clifford is a ball downstairs. Luis De La Rosa back out for his third inning of work. Last inning, allowed two runs, only one of them was earned after two errors in the field. Ball outside at 89, a bit high and outside. 2-0 count begins Ryan Clifford. Check swing, called a strike. 2-1, 89-mile-per-hour fastball from De La Rosa. Clifford, the highest-ranked prospect in the Astros organization at the A level. Everyone else is A plus or above. Called strike comes in as De La Rosa delivers. Pitch clock violation. Makes it a 2-2. Pitch downstairs puts the count full, 82 miles per hour. I haven't seen too many pitch clock violations. We've had a couple where it's been really egregious, and it just seems like hitters and pitchers can't get on the same page as the clock, but a lot of really clean nights too. Ball inside on the full count, and Ryan Clifford draws a walk. But when you talk about a guy who's that high in an organization, you typically expect home runs, base hits, doubles, triples, stuff like that. But Clifford is a walk-drawing machine. Two walks the previous night, two walks two nights ago, and then started the series with an 0-for-4 line, but a lot of walks drawn by Clifford. Narbe Cruz takes the first pitch of his at-bat inside for a ball. So far, control hasn't really been there for De La Rosa. 44 pitches, only 21 have been strikes. It's the one thing he's struggled with so far. He's only allowed two hits. Check swing, but goes off the bat of Cruz. Even count 1-1. It was a one-hitter last night as Fayetteville shut out Salem 7-0. Salem still leads the series 2-1. 1-1 chopped foul. 1-2 count. And as you take a look at scores from around the Carolina League, mention Carolina and Delmarva playing each other tonight. That is a big game because it decides who's on top of the Carolina League North. Whoever wins would have a 14-9 record tonight. High pop fly on a swing. Coming in is Feliz, the first baseman in foul territory, who reaches up to make the catch for the first out of the inning. So Narbe Cruz pops out to first in foul territory, bringing up Zach Cole. Well, it's the top of the third inning, which means it's time for our third inning trivia. Today's trivia question, we'll go with a bit of an easier one for today as the pitch to Zach Cole is a ball inside. Who is the only, and here's your trivia question for today, who is the only Boston Red Sox pitcher to have won the American League MVP? Swing and a miss for Cole puts the count at 1-2. You can tweet your answers using hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. Again, your trivia question today, who is the only Red Sox pitcher to have won the American League MVP? And that's up at the top, the Boston Red Sox. Pickoff back to first, but Clifford back in safely. If you know who the only Red Sox pitcher to have won an AL MVP award, tweet using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast for Salem Sox Broadcast Brownie Points. Ball inside, 2-1 count. We've had a couple right answers so far. Most recent correct answer, however, was three nights ago, so let's try to break that streak. Pitch to Cole, grounder to third, picked up by James. On to second for one, throw into first, not in time. It was a good effort at a double play, but James to Liendo to get the lead runner out. Cole reaches on a fielder's choice. Clifford is out at second base on the force. Two-1 Woodpeckers, top of the third. Just tuning in. Trivia question. Is the only Boston Red Sox pitcher to win AL MVP? Hashtag Salem Sox broadcast to answer. First pitch to John Garcia, a called strike inside. Garcia tilts his head to the side in disbelief as he acted like he had to jump out of the way to avoid the pitch. Maybe crowding the plate a little bit. Open batting stance. 0-1. Ball outside, throw down to second. The throw from Montero, not in time. No tag applied by Coffey, the shortstop. Stolen base for Zach Cole. Puts a runner in scoring position with two away. And a 1-1 count to Garcia, who drew a walk in his lone plate appearance of the day so far. Pickoff back to second base. Rare in the pitch clock era that you see a pickoff back to second or third base, but trying to keep Cole honest. He takes a lead off of second. Already getting the jersey a little dirty. One count. Take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard in just a moment. Signal from the umpire back to the Salem dugout. And now I think to Ricky Rivera, the third base coach, to knock something off. 1-1, ball skips in the dirt, 2-1 count. If we take a look at around the Carolina League scoreboard, a lot of tied or close games. And already a completed game in Fredericksburg to the east. The Down East Wood Ducks take down the Fredericksburg Nationals 15-9 in 10 innings. Wood Ducks put up a 7 spot in the top of the 10th. 2-1. Flared over towards right field. It's hooking out of play and lands near the Fayetteville bullpen. Myrtle Beach and Columbia currently in the bottom of the third. The visitors, the Pelicans, up 1-0. Top four in Delmarva, Carolina, and the Shorebirds tied at 1. 2-2. Called strike 3. Garcia knew it. Putting the bat up and walking back before the strike 3 call was even made. So called strike 3, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base for the Woodpeckers. Salem gets a chance to knot it up or take the lead with the 9-1-2 portion of the batting order. Coming up next on MILB-TV and the trivia answer next. welcome you back here to Salem. Abram Liendo, the lone batter in both teams' batting orders, yet to grab a bat today, the nine-hole batter in the Salem batting order. Leads off the inning against Joey Mancini. First pitch missing down low at 77 from Mancini for ball one. Pitch taken down low. 2-0 count to Abram Liendo as the sun just begins to make its way down here in the Roanoke Valley. A gradient. Oh, bouncing ball. That one maybe bounced 7 feet in front of the plate. It's a 3-0 count to Liendo. But a gradient at the bottom of the mountains of, I would say, a grayish beige, if that makes any sense. 3-0 delivery, called a strike inside. And then it makes its way gradient up to that sky blue, still dominating the majority of the sky. And of course, we'll get more and more colors. The sun sets in this part of the country. I'll tell you what, they are gorgeous. Called strike, makes it a full count to Abram Liendo. Payoff pitch, chopping ground ball to third, picked up by Lofton, throw into first, is in time for the out, a 5-3 ground out begins the inning. Back to the top of the batting order, Juan Chacon steps into the batter's box. 0-for-1 today, he flew out to right field. Back in the first inning, opposite way for the right-handed batter, fouls the first pitch he sees. A fastball back towards the screen. Delivery. Chacon sends one towards center, but it's playable for Cole, who jogs over closer towards right field to make the catch, and Chacon flies out to center field. Well, it's time for a trivia answer. There have been no correct answers today. Again, trivia during the third inning of every Salem Red Sox home game. Our trivia question today is, who is the only Boston Red Sox pitcher to have won American League MVP? Called strike to Miguel Blaise. Our trivia answer today is the great Roger Clemens. So no correct answers today as Blaise swings and misses at a pitch low for strike two. Roger Clemens, the answer to today's trivia question. Again, we're on a drought now of what's going to be 4 days entering tomorrow. Gotta stop that drought for the trivia answers. Ball downstairs makes it a 1-2 count. And as always, you know, we talk about Salem Sox broadcast, the hashtag on Twitter being used for trivia answers. Any questions you have for me or Gio when he's here? A swing and a miss for Blaise, goes for strike three. It's the third strikeout of the night for Mancini. But any questions, comments, concerns, tweet, hashtag Salem Sox broadcast. We're through a third of tonight's ballgame, 2-1 Woodpeckers over the Red Sox. We'll be back for the fourth inning on Bally Live and MILB TV. night for baseball as the sun just begins to set. Woodpeckers, Red Sox in a gorgeous setting here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Ground ball gets through the right side as the leadoff batter of the inning, Ricardo Ballo, leads off with a single. Ballo now 2-for-2 today with a double and a single, so has the two easier legs of the cycle out of the way. Runner at first for Jackson Lofton reached on an error in his last at-bat, so is 0-for-1 today. Top of the fourth inning, 2-1, Woodpeckers in front. Ball downstairs. Ball and two strikes. Excuse me, I don't know what I was talking about there. A ball and no strikes to Jackson Lofton, a 129 batter on the season. Prior to the break, was taking you through some scores around the Carolina League. Called strike will make it a 1-1 to Lofton. Mentioned it, Down East defeating Fredericksburg 15-9 in extra innings. Augusta, just a new final score from Kannapolis. Augusta takes down the Cannonballers 6-5. Ball downstairs at a fastball to Lofton. It's a 2-1 count. The Green Jackets scored all six of their runs at the top of the third. Kannapolis couldn't catch up from that point onwards. Pitch taken low, 3-1. Myrtle Beach still on top of Columbia in the bottom of the fourth. That's the Fireflies home game. End of the fourth in Delmarva, Shorebirds and Mudcats tied at 1. And in Charleston, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Charleston River Dogs 3-0. 2-1 our score here. Fayetteville leading top four. 3-1, ball upstairs. On a very close pitch that could have been called either way, it is the fourth walk surrendered tonight by Luis De La Rosa, now in his fourth inning of work. Garrett McGowan will stand into the batter's box. 0-for-1 today, grounded out to second, but it was an RBI ground out as it scored Ricardo Ballo from third. Take the first pitch, a breaking ball for a called strike. Oh, 1, ball skips low. 1-1. It is worth noting there is action going in the Salem bullpen down the left field line. Sun sinks a little bit further beneath the Blue Ridge Mountains. 1-1, crushed pitch towards right, but goes well foul, out of play, and will roll towards a Little League softball field that is just beyond the right field wall. Loud strike number 2, it's a 1-2 count to McGowan. De La Rosa checks back at second and fires on a fly ball towards left. This one's well hit. Back goes Seamus at the track. Makes the catch. Both runners have to retreat, thinking it would hit off the wall. A nice play out in left field for Carson Seamus, robbing Garrett McGowan of extra bases. One away here. And typically when you have a ball struck that well, you'll at least have a runner tag up from second to third. But Ballo was caught about halfway between second and third and just had to retreat back to second base. Brings up Sandro Gaston. Pickoff back to second base. Back in safely and standing is Ballo. Called strike outside. It's an 0-1 count. Talking a little bit earlier in today's broadcast about Cinco de Mayo and the celebration how it's more of a American tradition than it is a Mexican tradition. Well, worth noting what the Salem Red Sox are doing for Cinco de Mayo night. 0-1 misses downstairs, one ball, one strike. Every series, there is a hot dog of the homestand. And I know I was talking about it yesterday. I did not get the details of it. And I looked today at the concession stand, and there was no sign about it. So I guess it's something where you have to ask about it. I'll try to figure it out. Here's a chopper heading to short. Coffee on to second for one. Throw into first. Coffee, big heads-up play. A 6-4-3 double play. Get the Red Sox out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base, middle four. More on that when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Alan Castro, Cutter Coffee, and Lionel James do up this inning. The first offering to Alan Castro is a ball down low. Cinco de Mayo 2023, it is a 2-1 lead. Foul ball back into the screen. Count, Castro 0-for-1 today with a ground out to first. 1-2 delivery, skips into the dirt for ball two, two balls, two strikes. Previous inning, the Red Sox went 1-2-3 with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout against them. Offering to Castro high on a fastball at 91. Mancini misses, three balls and two strikes. Mancini still on the mound, the native to Connecticut, right-handed arm, out of Boston College. Dribbler up to first, picked up by Bolo. Flip on to Mancini in time for the out. A 3-1 ground out. Castro will ground out to first for the second time tonight. Cutter Coffee, the next batter for Salem, 1-for-1 today, came around to score and represents the one in the runs column for the Red Sox. A bit more on Mancini. We talked about how his dad, Joe Mancini, played professional baseball in the Baltimore organization, never making it past single-A ball. Called strike on the outside part of the plate, makes it an 0-1 count. As There's a fly ball towards center field. Coming in and making the catch is Cole for the second out of the inning. Lionel James, one for one today. Steps into the batter's box looking to start a two-out rally for Salem. But Mancini, last season for Boston College, 13 games, 13 starts, a 4-4 record for the Eagles. Called strike inside, a 4.70 ERA in 76 and two-thirds innings pitched. First pitch to Lionel James was a strike. The second gets James swinging on a dirty curveball. Mancini got him looking silly out there. Mancini sets, fires a chopping ground ball to third. Lofton on to Ballo, takes him off the bag, but comes back down on it for the out. A 5-3 ground out, and three up, three down go the Red Sox once more. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base. We're through four complete here in Salem. 2-1 Fayetteville over Salem on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem as Fayetteville looks to defend a 2-1 lead, a very narrow margin, as Leostani Molina, Ryan Clifford, and Narbe Cruz do up this inning. And we do have a pitching change. Brock Bell, number 28, comes out of the bullpen. High pop fly on the first offering from him over to short. Coffee calls everyone off. We'll reach up and make the catch. A pop out to short for Leostani Molina. Leads off the inning. New pitcher Brock Bell, native to Tampa, Florida. Back to the top of the order for Ryan Clifford. Attended the State College of Florida in Sarasota. A high fly ball foul hooking back towards our booth, but well too far to the left. Strike one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Bell. Two swings at two pitches. And finally, Bell will get one by a batter. Clifford, however, watches it go down low for a ball. Brock Bell, his brother, Brantley Bell, also playing minor league baseball. Ball will miss outside. Currently with the San Antonio Missions, the AA affiliate for the San Diego Padres. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Funnily enough, hang on a second, time called by Ryan Clifford, nothing to be concerned about. Luke Motz, the former manager for the Salem Red Sox, is now the manager for the San Antonio Missions, so another connection between the Missions and the Red Sox. Foul ball hooks out of play. Count remains 2-2. Rock also has a dad, Jay Bell, who has been working with the Angels organization as a coach for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Ball upstairs, a 3-2 count. And his dad, by the way, was a longtime player for the Minnesota Twins. Just add that in there. Ground ball to second off the glove of Liendo. It's a base hit as it rolls into center field. Ryan Clifford with his second hit of the night. Jay Bell, Brock's dad, the eighth overall pick in 1984 by the Twins. Ended up spending quite some time in the MLB. Grounder, foul. In all over 2,000 games in the illustrious career of Jay Bell, who was a shortstop for Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Arizona, and the New York Mets in his final season in 03. Ball downstairs, makes the count 1-1. Two-time All-Star, as he grounds one. Foul. 2001 World Series champion with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And his son Brock Bell on the mound tonight here in Salem. A line drive over to left. Seamus has a read, will reach up and make the catch. Retreating to second base is Ryan Clifford as Cruz flies out to left, bringing up Zach Cole. Bell, currently the or was the first manager of the Rocket City Trash Pandas before leaving following the 2021 season. Swing and a miss for strike one. Had a long coaching career. All-Star in 1993 and 1999. Gold Glove and Silver Slugger awards in the same year in 93. And has gone on to produce two more ball players. Called strike at 81 on the outside. A San Antonio mission. Brantley Bell and Brock Bell, a pitcher for the Salem Red Sox. Ball outside, makes the count 1-2. Foul ball hooking well out of play. It's a 1-2 count to Cole with two away. Runner at first is Ryan Clifford. 2-1, Woodpeckers lead the Red Sox in the top of the fifth. Ball upstairs. By the way, a doubleheader taking place today between Down East and Fredericksburg. A really late start in Fredericksburg as the Wood Ducks and the Nationals in the top of the first. Fly ball hit towards deep right field. Chacon goes back, looks up, and watches it fly over the wall. Zach Cole hits his fourth home run of the season. It extends the Fayetteville lead 4-1. A two-run home run for Zach Cole. A big fly for the native of Ozark, Missouri. It's been a while since he sent one over the wall, and we haven't seen too many go over the wall in right field either, but it's a two-run shot for Zach Cole. 4-1 Fayetteville. still in front, just adding on to their lead. First pitch, the next batter, John Garcia, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball missing high. Called strike at 84. It's the off-speed pitches that seem to have been catching the zone a bit more often for Bell. 1-1 to Garcia. High fly ball, left field. Seamus comes charging in. Will reach up and make the catch for the third out of the inning. However, the damage is done. A two-run shot by Zach Cole. Put two more on the scoreboard for Fayetteville. 4-1, mid-5. We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth inning next on MILB-TV and Valley Live. Albert Feliz leads off the inning for Salem. So far today, Albert Feliz 0-for-1. Struck out swinging in his last at-bat as a called strike starts off his at-bat. He struck out swinging his last time up, as I mentioned. Joey Mancini still on the mound, bounces one into the dirt. This inning due up Carson Seamus, as well as Juan Montero. Pitch outside, called a strike. So down in the count is Feliz, 1-ball, 2-strikes. Joey Mancini, if he can survive this inning, would be in line and eligible for the winning decision. Swing and a miss, and Feliz, after being the lone Red Sox batter with a base hit yesterday, will go down on strikes today twice. Did so in the second, does here again in the fifth. Carson Seamus, the next batter, is 1-for-1 today. Singled, was thrown out trying for second. Take a pitch low for 1. Well, I'll tell you what, Carson Seamus has been getting so much better in the field. His development this season alone has been unreal. Swing and a miss, makes it a strike. We saw him play second base yesterday. In left field today. And just what a talent Carson Seamus is. And his bat isn't too shabby either. A 1-for-1 performance today. He'll take a ball low, evening the count to 1-1. But he's a 270 batter. Make that a 2-1 count. but he is a 270 batter on the year. So not too shabby at the plate either. 2-1 delivery, called a strike, evens up the count, 91 mile per hour fastball for Mancini. Well, a really good crowd on hand tonight. Most of the sections, at least halfway full. High fly ball hit towards left field. Camping under it is Clifford, who will reach up and make the catch for the out. One away. Two away as Seamus flies out to left. Juan Montero, the catcher, making his Salem Memorial Ballpark debut tonight. One thing I'm really a fan of, especially in a city such as Salem, who, besides having the minor league team here, doesn't really have a tie to a major league team. Ball downstairs. Closest major league team to here are the Washington Nationals. It's a 1-0. Misses outside, two balls and no strikes. You have the Lynchburg Hillcats about an hour away. They're the Cleveland Guardians affiliate. 2-0, call the strike. And of course, the Nationals, one of the more recent teams to Major League Baseball, becoming a relocation in 05 for Montreal. And before that, the closest team was either the Orioles or the Braves, and most rooted for the Braves. 2-2 on a swing and a miss. Time called by Montero. He struck out in his last at bat. And is a strike away from doing so again. Pitch swung on and missed. Montero got caught reaching for it. Strikeouts against Montero. Make it the fourth strikeout, fifth of the night for Joey Mancini. Three up, three down go the Red Sox yet again. We're through five innings complete. 4-1 Fayetteville, your score. We'll take a short break, be back here for inning number six when we return on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Woodpeckers turn to bat here in the sixth inning. As it's Ricardo Ballo, Jackson Lofton, and Garrett McGowan due up this inning. First pitch from Brock Bell, swung on and fouled off, out of play. Well, as always, mention that you can interact with the broadcast using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast. From questions, concerns, where you're watching from, who you're rooting for. Or if you just want a special shout-out to a family, friend, or loved one over the air, let us know using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast on Twitter. Second pitch to Ballo, swung on and missed for strike two. Top of the sixth inning, Fayetteville holding on to a 4-1 lead. If they can hold on to that lead, as there's a fly ball towards left field. Base hit for Ricardo Ballo after falling behind in the count 0-2. Will earn himself a single. Ricardo Ballo has put his name into the ring for player of the game nominee. He's 3-for-3 today with a double and a pair of singles. Add on to that, a run scored as well as it brings up Jackson Lofton. Swing and a grounder foul towards the Salem dugout on the third base side. But if Fayetteville can hold on to this lead, it would even the series at 2 games apiece, heading into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday's game, to decide if there's a series winner or if it's a 6-game split. Swing and a miss for strike two. Lofton behind in the count, 0-2. Two American League affiliates doing battle tonight in Salem. Ball downstairs. Bunch of future Houston Astros. Bunch of future Boston Red Sox on the field tonight. One, two. Missing downstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the second batter of the inning, Jackson Lofton. Lofton today is 0-for-1, reached on an error and walked. Brought his batting average down to a 129. Two, two, swung on, and it gets away. There will be no throw over to second base, but it is over to first base, but taking second on the opportunity on a wild pitch was Ricardo Ballo. As Brock Bell gets his first strikeout. It brings up Garrett McGowan 0-for-2 today. An RBI ground out and a fly out to left on his line. Swing and a miss, strike one. We'll take a quick moment to talk about what's going on at the top of the organization with the Boston Red Sox tonight on a 6-game winning streak. They had a 4-game sweep of the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway Park. It's a called strike to McGowan, makes it 0-2. Hit the road to take on the Philadelphia Phillies in some interleague play. Bottom of the fourth, the Phillies have put up a 3-spot to tie the game at 3 runs apiece. Phillies and Red Sox doing action at Citizens Bank Park. Called strike 3 on a pitch inside. Garrett McGowan rung up looking. 2 away on back-to-back strikeouts brings up Sandro Gastón. Gastón 0-for-1 with a walk, grounded into a double play back in the fourth. It was the 15th double play of the season turned by the Red Sox. First pitch grounder to short, picked up by Coffey. Throw on to first is in time. A 6-3 ground out. Only action for Fayetteville comes in the way of a leadoff single by Ricardo Ballo, but can't bring him around to score. No runs on one hit. No errors, a runner left on base for the Woodpeckers. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Salem needs a few runs to start a rally. We'll be back here on MILB TV and Bally Live. welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Abram Liendo leads the inning off, as it's the 9-1-2 portion of the batting order. Abram Liendo, Juan Chacon, Miguel Bliss do up this inning for Salem. Takes the first pitch downstairs for a ball. Joey Mancini still out on the bump. Swing and a miss for strike two. Not too often you see a starting pitcher, or excuse me, my mistake, is this is a new pitcher on the mound. A swing and a miss for Liendo. Welcome to the mound, Tyler Guilfoyle. Guilfoyle, a native to Lexington, Kentucky, was an eighth round draft pick by the Houston Astros. He takes over for Joey Mancini after Mancini works five innings, has only allowed a single run, three hits, all of those happen in the second inning. Foul ball goes into the seats. Ball and two strikes remains the count. One, two, swung on and missed. And Abram Liendo goes down on strikes. He's now 0 for 2 today. First strikeout for Tyler Guilfoyle. Guilfoyle, a native to Lexington, Kentucky, grew up just 1 mile from the University of Kentucky's campus. Spent his undergraduate years at Lipscomb University in Nashville. It's called strike goes into Juan Chacon. Before transferring for a graduate season in his hometown of Lexington with the Kentucky Wildcats. Ball outside will make it a 1-1 count. In his last season with Kentucky, pitched in 21 games, all relief appearances, a 3-1 record with 6 saves. Called strike to Chacon makes it 1-2. What I think is most impressive about Tyler Guilfoyle, however, is his sense of control. 80 strikeouts for Kentucky last season compared to just 17 walks. 1-2 upstairs and skips out of the glove of Garcia. Last appearance was on the 29th of April against the Down East Wood Ducks. Got the starting nod, a no decision. 4 innings pitched, 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Guilfoyle. Foul ball hooks back into the seats. Keeps the count at 2-2. Guilfoyle trying to get through this inning. The Red Sox have not had a runner reach in quite some time, and so he'll foul one on the plate. Tyler Guilfoyle. First team all SEC in his time with Kentucky. There's a fly ball foul into the seats. Attended Lafayette High School in Lexington. The same high school as former MLB outfielder Austin Kearns. Was a really good draft for the Kentucky Wildcats in 2022. Guilfoyle drafted in the eighth round as another foul ball hooks into the seats. Chacon battling. One of 6 Wildcats taken in the 2022 draft. Two-two swung on and missed, and Chacon goes down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler Guilfoyle coming out of the bullpen. And now is to take on Miguel Blaze from San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Blaze today is 0 for 2, popped out to the catcher Garcia in the first inning, struck out swinging in the third. Well, line went over to short, into the glove of Leo Stani Molina. A line out to the sixth position. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base. No runner has reached base in 13 batters for Salem. Need to get something going soon if they want to have a chance in this one. Seventh inning coming up next on MILB TV and Bally Live. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark as it's the Fayetteville Woodpeckers batting in the top of the seventh. A high pop-up heading back. Almost had a chance to use the net, but it dropped maybe 15 feet in front of me, maybe more. Probably more like 30 feet. Yeah, that was about a three-pointer away. Oh, one hooked off foul. I'll tell you what, Leo Steny Molina is fouling a lot of pitches off behind home plate. And our broadcast booth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, open air, wide open windows. As he pops one foul, this one stays in play. No, it's in the infield. Coming in is the first baseman in Feliz, who reaches up to make the catch. A pop out to first will begin the at bat. Couple foul balls and a pop up in the infield. Ryan Clifford steps in. He has been nearly impossible to get out today. 2 for 2 with a pair of singles and a walk. Has actually gotten out twice. Was out on a force on a fielder's choice and then caught stealing. But he's reached base every at-bat. Ball outside on an 82-mile-per-hour pitch from Bell. Inside, but called a strike. Rock Bell, now in his third inning of work, did allow a two-run home run back in the fifth, but has settled down since. 1-1 misses downstairs for ball two, but as I was mentioning, pretty wide open air windows. I would probably say if it was the size of a TV, you're looking at a 180-inch TV. So a pretty large window here. Called strike inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And my broadcast partner, typically Giovanni Heater, who's typically here but is out under the weather today. It's a swing and a miss. We'll put down Ryan Clifford on strikes. It's the third strikeout of the day for Brock Bell. Told the story back on opening day of a dent, or a divot, I should say, on the back wall of our broadcast booth. Keep in mind, this is not a small booth. Narve Cruz steps into the batter's box. There's probably about 10 feet of walking room in between the window and the back door of the booth. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-0. And there is a dent on the back wall of a foul ball that was hit back in the late 2000s. Foul ball hooks into the Fayetteville bullpen. 1-1 to Cruz, who's 0-3 today. We had one close call earlier this season with a foul ball hitting maybe 6 inches underneath our window.
and pitches have, or foul balls have gone over, so we know it's possible. It just needs to hit the sweet spot. Foul ball will make it a 1-2 count. And typically, we have this large fishing net with bright green netting up in the booth. 1-2 fouled off yet again right behind the screen. Scaring a fan behind home plate wearing a Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs jersey. More on that in a bit. But figured Gio's typically here to protect me when I'm doing the play-by-play. Grounder to third, throw on to first is in time for the out. 5-3, ground out, 3 up, 3 down. Go the Woodpeckers, 7th inning stretch. More on that story in the bottom of the 7th when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. We welcome you back here to Salem, where the Fayetteville Woodpeckers hold a 4-1 lead over the Salem Red Sox. It's Alan Castro, Cutter Coffey, and Lionel James due up this inning. Ball will miss downstairs, a 1-0 count. Tyler Guilfoyle returns to the mound. Well, 13 straight Red Sox have been retired, and it's about to be 14. A pop-up over to third into the glove of Lofton for out number one. So 14 straight Red Sox have been retired. Very reminiscent of the middle innings of yesterday's game, in which the Red Sox only earned one hit through the entire ballgame. They have three tonight. Cutter Coffey has one of those hits. It was back in the second inning where all three of the Red Sox hits came. Ball downstairs makes it a 1-0 count. Well, prior to the break, I was talking about this lime green fishing net that we have up here in the booth. And typically when my broadcast partner Giovanni Heater is here, as Coffey takes a ball outside, 2-0, I don't usually have the net out because one of us should be able to make the play. And it's a little too clunky as Coffey swings and misses for strike one to have at this table with a couple scorebooks, a few laptops, and a big fishing net. Grounder heading over to short. Tough play for Molina. He trips under his own feet. And for the first time since the second inning, the Salem Red Sox have a base runner. Is that sign for things to come? We will see. Brings up Lionel James, 1-for-2 today. But anyway, with Gio being under the weather tonight, figured might as well bring out the net, and if anything comes close to the broadcast booth window, try to make a play on a foul ball. Ball downstairs. We'll make it a 1-0 count to Lionel James. And debatable on whether or not a foul ball actually came close. It was about a 3-point shot away from the window. as a pickoff back to first base, back in safely is Cutter Coffey. It was a pitch from Guilfoyle to Garcia. Garcia stood up and fired down to first. Coffey back in safely, however. Anyway, may have gotten in my own head, pulled out the net, and started to stick it out the window before realizing it was well short. Ball high and outside will make it a 2-1 count. I have to go back and correct myself. There's a fan sitting right behind home plate that I thought was wearing a Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs jersey. That is, in fact, not, as there's a grounder to short. Molina on to second for one. That's the only out that's going to be recorded. Lionel James reaches on a fielder's choice as Cutter Coffey is chopped out on the play. Albert Feliz 0 for 2 today. We'll step into the batter's box. And if you're watching on MILB TV or Bally Live, you can see the fan I'm talking about. Right there in the Chiefs jersey right behind home plate. That's from the 1977 hockey movie, Slapshot. Now called strike to Feliz, a 75-mile-per-hour breaking ball from the former Kentucky Wildcat Guilfoyle. Now you'll have to forgive me on this, and I think I've deserve a pass on this as well, called strike downstairs. The Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, who are the neighbor to the Salem Red Sox, just a town over, where in Salem, Roanoke is the big city of the region here in Southwest Virginia. Ball outside makes it a 1-2. Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, champions of the SPHL, President's Cup trophy winners. They have it painted behind home plate. The font very similar. The colors, blue and yellow. I feel like I can be forgiven in this part of the country on not knowing that was a slapshot jersey. A swing and a miss for Albert Feliz. He gets punched out for the third time tonight as the Red Sox will have to leave it there. No runs on a hit. No errors. One runner left on base. We're through seven complete to the eighth. Next on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Eighth inning about to get underway and a call to the bullpen. Rock Bell's time on the mound is done in place of Jonathan Brand. Ball downstairs. Brand making his single A debut a couple of appearances ago. Called strike to Zach Colt. Former Miami of Ohio Red Hawk. majored in kinesiology at Miami University. Time called. It looks like we'll get a pitch clock violation, make it a 1-2 count to Cole. Native to Columbus, Georgia. Was the 8th round pick for the Boston Red Sox in the 2022 draft. Ball downstairs makes it a 2-2 count. So Jonathan Brand, the new pitcher on the mound for Salem. Two delivery, rope towards right field. Chacon races back, looks up, it's gone. Fayetteville has extended its lead to 5-1. Second home run of the night for Zach Cole. Launches home run number 4 and now home run number 5. Zach Cole, have yourself a day. 5-1 Fayetteville here in the top of the 8th. Off Zach Cole's second home run of the night. So Cole homers to lead off the inning as it brings up John Garcia. First pitch called a strike. Big swing and a miss. Strike 2 to John Garcia. So Jonathan Brand comes in immediately, surrenders a home run. It's the first time in his professional career that he has surrendered a home run. There's a chopper towards first. Feliz will pick it up, step on first himself for the 3 unassisted for the first out of the inning. It is a gorgeous night. Temperatures have cooled down. It's about 70 degrees when we began today's game as Ricardo Ballo will step in. He's 3-for-3 today. We'll see if he can keep it up. Foul ball hooks out of play. Temperatures have dipped about 8 degrees since first pitch. 62 in clear skies here in Salem. But what I think is most impressive is if you look just beyond the left field wall, there's a fly ball head over towards left. That drops for a base hit. Ballo wants 2. He's heading for 2. Does he go 3? No, he stops with a stand-up double. Ricardo Ballo, player of the game. Book it tonight. 4-for-4. 2 doubles, 2 singles. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's a competition right now between Ricardo Ballo and Zach Cole. Zach Cole does have a 2-home-run night, but is 2-for-4. Ballo is 4-for-4. You decide. It's too close of a call for me. Jackson Lofton, the next batter, first pitch outside for ball 1. But as I was mentioning, you look just over the left field wall. It is a full moon, tinted almost yellow. It looks like something, it almost looks like somebody printed out a picture of the moon. It had one of those fathead decals, you know, that you paste on the wall, called Strike Downstairs at 87, and pasted it on the night sky over in left field. Beautiful, beautiful full moon beyond the left field wall. And to complement that, here comes the 1-1 outside. Just peeking out over the Blue Ridge Mountains is a bright white light down and to the left of that full moon. That is the Roanoke Star, a defining feature of Roanoke, Virginia. 2-1 missing downstairs, make it a 3-1 count to Jackson Lofton. Well, get this, the Roanoke Star, the largest man-made star in the world here in the Roanoke Valley. Can barely see it, can't even make out that it's a star. You can just see a bright white light well beyond the left field foul pole. Here comes the 3-1 to Lofton. High fly ball, center field. Blaise comes in and will make the catch. Was called off by Chacon before Blaise called off Chacon himself to make the catch. No tag from Ballo, who still stands at second. But there are two gone for Garrett McGowan, who's 0 for 3 today. McGowan's average has sunk to 200 with his 0 for 3 performance so far tonight. As we'll start to take you through our scores around the organization, time called a balk on Jonathan Brand. Ricardo Ballo will be allowed to advance to third. Well, we'll start you in High A, where the Greenville Drive are tied with the Asheville Tourist in a fellow Boston versus Houston affiliate battle. Tied at 8, bottom of the 8th. That game is in Asheville, North Carolina. Foul ball back makes it strike 1. And an announcement over the loudspeaker in attendance tonight of 5,400. One of the best attendances of the season so far. A ball outside makes it a ball and a strike. But Greenville and Asheville tied at 8 in the bottom of the 8th. Moving up to AA, the Portland Sea Dogs have a doubleheader with the Akron Rubber Ducks tonight. Foul ball up the first baseline makes it 0-2. Sea Dogs won the first game of the doubleheader in a 7-inning no-hitter. 8-0, no-hitting the Rubber Ducks. They're currently in the bottom of the 5th in Game 2. Rubber Ducks lead the Sea Dogs 2-1 in a 7-inning game. So that game near the finish, despite it being in the bottom of the 5th. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Garrett McGowan goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. One run on 2 hits, no errors, and a runner left on base for Fayetteville. Bottom of the 8th coming up, and more scores from around the Red Sox organization when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Carson Simas, Juan Montero, Abram Liendo due up. That's the 7-8-9 portion of the batting order. Swing and a foul ball back into the screen. Starts the Simas at bat. As he stands in with an 0-1 count against Tyler Guilfoyle, back out on the mound for his third inning of work. Pop up over towards shallow right field into the glove of McGowan for the first out of the inning. So out number one recorded. Carson Simas flies out to right, brings up Juan Montero, 0 for 2 today with a pair of strikeouts. prior to the break was taking you around the affiliates of the Boston Red Sox. You mentioned Greenville and Asheville tied at 8 in the bottom of the 8th. Portland no-hitting the Akron Sea Dogs. Portland Sea Dogs no-hitting the Akron Rubber Ducks in game 1 of the doubleheader. Akron on top of Portland in the top of the 6th right now, 2-1. Up in AAA, the Worcester WooSox dominating the Buffalo Bisons. Ball downstairs to Juan Montero as they want to count 75-mile-per-hour breaking ball misses. End of the 6th inning. WooSox up on the Bison, 14-2. Called strike downstairs to Montero, a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Evens the count up to 1-1. There's a fly ball hit towards right field. In comes McGowan. He'll reach up and make the catch for out number 2. 5-1 our score here. Fayetteville in front of Salem in the bottom of the 8th. Talking about the major league team, the Boston Red Sox put up 2 in the top of the 6th inning against the Philadelphia Phillies from Citizens Bank Park. Red Sox lead the Phils 5-3, top 6. Swing and a chopper foul. Abram Liendo today 0-2, grounded out to third and struck out swinging. A wind and fire on a miss downstairs, evens the count to 1-1. Guilfoyle's looked really good out of the bullpen. 1-1, called a strike. Make it a 1-2 count. Guilfoyle has pitched through 2 2/3, has only allowed 1 hit, no runs, striking out 3. Make it 4 as Liendo waves and misses. 3 up, 3 down. Go the Red Sox for the 6th time tonight. Red Sox will be down to their final 3 outs in the bottom of the 9th, but try to hold their deficit at just 4 as the Woodpeckers come up to bat in the top of the 9th. We return on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. As Sandro Gaston leads off the inning. First pitch is in there a miss, ball 1. 1-0 count to Gaston, who today is 0-2 with a walk and a pair of groundouts. One of them at the double play variety, and both went to the shortstop Coffee. Well, check his swing on a pitch low. No swing and no appeal, 2-0. To Gaston. Swing and a fly ball into the gap towards right field, but Chacon has enough time with enough air time to get under it and make the catch for the first out of the inning. Jonathan Brand, by the way, still on the mound for Salem in a 5-1 ballgame and trying to protect this lead. First pitch, a called strike downstairs. One away here in the top of the ninth. Grounder over to second. Liendo picks it up onto Feliz in time for the out. Leosteny Molina 0-for-4 as the lineup card flips over back to the top. For Ryan Clifford, 2-for-3 today, a pair of singles, a walk, and a strikeout. So anything he's put into play, he's reached on. First offering swung on and missed by Clifford for strike one from Jonathan Brand. Well, this night very similar to the last, even though the Red Sox have put up a run and three more hits than last night. Called strike makes it an 0-2. Fayetteville's pitching has really shut down and quieted the Red Sox offense, not giving this crowd of 5,000 plus too much to cheer about. 0-2, ball downstairs. Brand caught walking off the mound. He thought he got the called strike three. Instead, it's a 1-2 to Clifford. Lifts the leg and fires inside. Two balls, two strikes. Quick update from around the Carolina League scoreboard. Lynchburg leading Charleston 9-1, top seven. Top of the ninth, Carolina has blown the game open against Delmarva, leading 7-1 in the top of the ninth. Mudcats will improve to 14-9. Delmarva drops to 13-10. Myrtle Beach leads Columbia 3-2 as Columbia searches for its seventh straight win now. On a big winning streak are the Fireflies. They come to town next. First game between the Red Sox and Fireflies on Tuesday night. Down East leading Fredericksburg 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Ground ball gets through the first second base gap. A base hit for Ryan Clifford. It's his third of the night and the 10th hit overall for Fayetteville. Brings up Narve Cruz 0-for-4. Has gotten out in almost every way you can. Struck out, popped out, flew out, grounded out. Called strike on the inside part of the plate at 85 for strike one. Well, the series isn't over. Still two more games to go, and if the score holds, Fayetteville will even the series up at two games apiece. ...01 delivery. Called a strike downstairs. Make it an 0-2 to Narve Cruz. Tomorrow also Star Wars night. Tonight, not only Cinco de Mayo night, but Teacher Appreciation Night in the Roanoke Valley in the city of Salem. Wild pitch will allow Ryan Clifford to take second base. Puts a runner in scoring position with two away for the Woodpeckers. Salem's going to need to figure out their offense in the next couple of games. It almost seems like they used up all of their offense by blowing out Fayetteville in games 1 and 2. Grounder foul keeps the count at 1-2. It goes up the third baseline towards the Red Sox bullpen. Fayetteville in their red uniforms with their gray pants. They've worn that combination three times of four games this series. One, two. Ball comes high and tight. Two balls, two strikes to Cruz. He's launched two home runs this series so far. At feet. Now tied tonight by Zach Cole, who has hit two home runs today. 2-2 delivery. Called strike three down low. Second strike out of the night for Jonathan Brand. When we come back, Salem down to its final opportunity at the plate. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Salem needs four runs to tie, five to win. We'll come back for the bottom of the ninth on MILB TV. A gorgeous night for baseball, the full moon shining in full effect over the left field wall. Tyler Guilfoyle out to earn the save. Has pitched the last three innings. Score matters too, and he's definitely in line for the definition of it. Foul ball back for strike one as the leadoff batter is Juan Chacon. It's the top of the order for Salem. One thing I'll think of, a lot of fans may not know because it's something you don't see too often. Ball outside at 77 evens the count to 1-1. No matter what the score is, it could be 30-2 if a pitcher finishes the game, pitching three innings or more, so pitches the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and finishes the game, it's a statistical save. Ball downstairs. It's a 2-1 count to Juan Chacon. Well, Guilfoyle has pitched three innings so far. Another ball will make it 2-1. Fayetteville and Ricky Rivera has to be ecstatic. Heading into the final two games of this series, almost your entire bullpen is available as that comes inside and that hit Juan Chacon. Chacon will take a second to take off his protective gear. Reaches first base safely on a hit-by-pitch. Hey, any way you can, the Red Sox need something. Miguel Blaise today 0-for-3. The 256 batter due for a base hit. Pitch down the middle, a called strike. But just Mancini and Guilfoyle have thrown for the Woodpeckers tonight. Yesterday it was only DeVos and Dombrowski before the Woodpeckers had to use a multitude of pitchers in the first two games of this series. Runner goes, throw down by Garcia, pulls Cruz off of the bag, and sliding in safely at second base with a stolen bag is Juan Chacon. Runner in scoring position for the Red Sox for only the second time tonight. Happened all the way back in the second inning when Lionel James was stranded at third. 1-1, ball outside, skips away, and heading for third is Chacon. Red Sox now have a runner 90 feet away off a wild pitch. Hey, tomorrow, if it's a lazy Saturday, have nothing to do, come on out to the ballpark. 6:05 first pitch between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox. Star Wars night. Feel free to wear your costume, your Lukes, your Leias, your Chewbaccas, your Han Solos. Swinging a foul ball back into the screen. 2-2 count. Hey, I will be the first to tell you I am not a Star Wars guy. I know the bare bones. Matter of fact, when I got home last night, watched the very end of the Rogue One movie and had to be pretty much explained what was going on step by step. There's a fly ball to right. McGowan comes in, makes the catch. Tagging up and heading home is Juan Chacon. No tag is made by Garcia. He attempted it, but it was well late. It's a sac fly to right. It scores the run. However, that doesn't do too much to help the Red Sox. Yeah, they get a run here, and it makes it 5-2. Score looks a little bit better. You still need three to get back in this ballgame. Now the bases are empty with one away. Regardless, the score is now slightly less into the Woodpeckers' favor, 5-2. Ground ball hit to short. Molina drawn to first. It's a bullet of a throw, a little bit low, but Ballo does a nice job of recovering. And the Red Sox are down to their final out of the night. But standing in the way of the end of the game is Cutter Coffey, who's 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-0 count to Cutter Coffey. In the only meeting this year between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox, called strike outside, 74 mile per hour pitch will make it a 1-1 count. No return trip to Fayetteville. Woodpeckers don't come back to Salem. There's a chopper foul for the second strike. Salem down to its final strike tonight. Again, first pitch, 6:05 tomorrow evening. Star Wars night, Revenge of the Sixth. But come on, even if you're not a Star Wars person, it's a pretty good punt. Ball upstairs will make it 2-2. Trust me, I've tried. I've tried to get into Star Wars. I just can't. I don't know why. Ball downstairs, check swing, appeal down, no swing, says the field umpire Shane Sullivan. Full count with two outs, nobody on. 5-2 Fayetteville. Pitch upstairs, Cutter Coffey reaches on a walk and says, hold on a second. This game might not be over just yet. It would take a miracle for Salem. But it all starts with a base runner. Brings up Lionel James, 1-for-3 tonight. Singled, grounded out to third, and reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch downstairs to Lionel James. One ball, no strikes. Final score in Double A. Portland drops the game to Akron 2-1 in only their seventh loss of the season. 1-0, high and tight yet again. Ducking out of the way was James. It's a 2-0 count. And you'd hate if you're Ricky Rivera and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers to at least get a guy warming up, because even that little bit of motion does at least a bit of damage and unrest to a pitcher's arm. But Lionel James takes ball three. Cutter Coffey's walk was the first walk drawn by a Red Sox today. 3-0, called strike outside. An 89 mile per hour fastball catches the zone. Guilfoyle trying to locate that zone again. Ball four. Downstairs, two runners aboard. The Red Sox, with two outs, may have a bit of life. However, and hang on a second here, we're going to get a mound visit. Action just now beginning in the Fayetteville bullpen. I was going to say, however, the one batter standing in the way of a potential Salem comeback is Albert Feliz, who had the lone base hit last night with a single in the bottom of the ninth, but he's 0-for-3 today with three strikeouts, has yet to put the ball in play. With the control of Guilfoyle perhaps seeming to slip, and Guilfoyle is not a guy who walks a lot of batters. I was talking about that earlier. What does Albert Feliz do here? He represents the tying run at the plate. First pitch called strike outside, 90 mile per hour fastball. Oh-1, kicks the leg, fires downstairs. Ball one, 74 mile per hour curveball, can't find the zone. Runners at first and second, James at first, Coffey at second, 5-2 Fayetteville. Swing and a miss for Feliz. He's been caught swinging for the fences multiple times tonight. That was another instance. The native to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Salem down to its final strike, trying to avoid the golden sombrero. Caught swinging for the fences and fouls it off. He's trying to launch it out of here. That swing just so wild, where if he gets a piece on it, and it's going to be hit hard, but his contact isn't too high with a swing like that. 1-2, called strike three, a golden sombrero for Albert Feliz, ends the ball game and strands two runners. It's the fifth strikeout for Tyler Guilfoyle. One run scores on no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base for Salem as Fayetteville evens up the series. Two games apiece heading into the Saturday game at 6:05 and the Sunday game starting at 3:05. No postgame show today as we get the field ready for postgame fireworks tonight. So that'll do it for us here. For our production team in the booth to my right, and for Giovanni Heater, who's back at home nursing an illness right now, non-COVID related. Get better, get well soon. Hope to have you in the booth with me tomorrow. I'm Tyler Katz, one more time from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Your final score, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 5, the Salem Red Sox 2. Tune in tomorrow night or come out to the ballpark, 6:05 first pitch. I'll see you then. Until then, from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.